All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual coming off of quite the intriguing fight at Ryzen 33, a custom rules bout that went down on the New Year's Eve card and went the time limit draw there with Tenshin Nasukawa, and very happy to welcome on Takanori Gomi. How's Takanori's day going so far?
Today
is a day to rest my liver, which means no drinking.
Yeah, well, that kind of segues perfectly into my first question, because I've seen many interviews where you said, quote, jug of beer after the fight is kind of the move. Like, what kind of beers are the go-to? Is it kind of just all beers, fair game, or is there a favorite?
アメリカで有名になっているんですが、ちなみにビール飲むときは何のビールがおすすめですか？
なんでもなんでも、ビールのおすすめ、まあエビスだったり、ギネスとか、ハイネケ、なんでも、あとコロナも飲むし、なんでもです。
As far as beer goes, Dylan, I'll drink anything. I recommend Ebisu, I drink Guinness, Heineken, Corona. Like, I'll pretty much drink any kind of beer.
I was going to say, does he do the Corona with the lime? Because that's always like the go-to combo for me.
I also drink Corona, but Gomi 選手はコロナ飲むときライム入れますか?
入れます。
Yes, I do put in the lime.
No, that's the power move for sure. But I wanted to get into talking about this fight because, you know, came about relatively short notice, but a very intriguing fight that ended up being quite entertaining there. So, like, what was it like getting out there and testing skills with Tenshin Nasukawa, and especially during his last fight with Ryzen here for the time being?
まあ、天心が、キックボクシングのビッグマッチと、ボクシングへの転向というのがあってですね、自分は MMA のファイターと一緒に練習をしてきて、まあ、ボクシングのトレーニングはもうライフワークなので、MMA のトレーニングないときは常に続けてるんですけど、ですね、まあエキシビジョンという形なので、やると、それでやっぱりですね、その力で倒すんじゃなくて、まあ彼のスピードだったりそういったものを、なんて言うんだろう、まあもう少しね、準備期間があればそういったものをもっと、なんて言うんだろうな、彼の持ち味に近づけたようなトレーニングもこっちもやりたかったし、彼のこれからのチャレンジに、プラスになるようなものをしっかり、ね、準備して やりたかったっていうのは本音ですね。
So, you know, this fight was, you know, it was said to be Tenshin's last fight in Ryzen, and he was on his way to make his move to boxing. And although I've been training MMA, boxing has been my life's work. Every time I don't train MMA, I would train boxing, and I would continue to do so for the my entire career. So my honest opinion is that I really wanted to send out Tenshin and show him what boxing is really about. If I had enough time, I didn't want to utilize my power and overpower him. I wanted to show him the technique. I wanted to be as fast as him, as agile as him, if I had enough time to train. So in a perfect world, I wanted the proper time to train so I can send off and introduce him to boxing in the proper way. But unfortunately, it didn't happen. But it is what it is, and that's what we saw.
Well, one of the things I was noticing, as per some reports, was that, you know, part of accepting this fight was, you know, securing a spot on that June event there. So, you know, presumably an opportunity to, you know, get that full camp and showcase the skills, I would think.
今回は半年以上準備期間があるということで、そのボクシングの部分は6月に見せられそうですか。そうですね、ボクシングマッチと限ったわけではないんですが、要はですね、もう急なオファーはやめてくれっていうことを言ってるんです。まあそういった心の準備をきちっとして出たいということですね。はい。
So, you know, the whole point of me, you know, demanding that spot in June was, I just wanted to send a message, saying that don't give me short notice. I need time to prepare. I need time to prepare mentally and physically. To show a good showing. So that was the entire point of me demanding that spot. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be fighting a boxing fight in June, but, you know, the whole intention of making that demand was, you know, don't give me short notice fights.
So it's not necessarily like a locked in thing as far as like the rule set, opponent, etc. Just more illustrating you would like to get on that huge tension versus Takeru card.
Hey. その意図としてはその急なオファーをやめてくれというのはすごく伝わったんですが、その6月 の, そのビッグファイトのカードには、ゴミ選手は上がるという認識でよろしいですか？
そうですね、やっぱそういったビッグイベントに出る機会があるなら、ぜひぜひチャレンジをしたいですね。はい、高木原 CEO にも対戦表明したんで、実現してみたいです
。So yeah, you know, if the opportunity presents itself on such a big, you know, such, on such a big fight card, I would love to take on the challenge. And I've already made it clear that I wanted to challenge CEO Sakaki Bara. So we'll see how that goes.
まあ、あとは、その、海外の、強豪選手、まあちょっと今トップのっていうのは難しいですけど、レジェンドファイターであったり、まあ日本のファンにも名前を知ってほしい、かつてのトップファイターであったり、そういった選手とやれる機会があればという思いはありますね。
I also have the, you know, I also would like to challenge, you know, international legendary fighters, if possible. Obviously, I probably wouldn't be able to get the opportunity to fight the current top guys out there. But, you know, some legendary fighters, boxers, you know, those are some of the challenges I would want to face.
Yeah, and speaking of different challenges and big cards, it seems like the custom rules bouts have really been a fixture of back-to-back New Year's Eve cards for Ryzen as of now. I mean, the Koji Tanaka fight being another one there. Is that something that Takanori would like to continue to do, like have these annual custom rules bouts to entertain the fans for the New Year's Eve cards, or was that just kind of, you know, circumstance more than anything?
Gomi 選手はここ2年連続を見せたので、まあ、カスタムルールバウトですね。昨年は、2年前はコージ選手、そして、昨年末は天心選手とカスタムルールバウトでこう非常にこう観客を盛り上げるような試合をやってきたんですが、今後まあ、そういうのをこう続けていって、大晦日はゴミ選手がカスタムルールバウトでお客さんを盛り上げると、そういうふうに続けていく、いきたいという気持ちはありますか？
それもそうですし、今、海外でのレジェンドファイターのボクシングマッチっていうのがすごい盛り上がってるので、そういったものにチャレンジしたいですね。
Yeah, that's definitely one option.But right now, I do feel that, you know, overseas, a lot of big boxing exhibitions, big boxing fights where legends are fighting legends and big names are fighting, you know, big fights happening in boxing. So I would definitely like to get involved and challenge those if an opportunity is there.
Yeah, well, I mean, the name value is definitely there on Talking Ori's end for sure. So that would be something I would enjoy seeing, no doubt. But something I was curious to kind of ask about, because, you know, Talking Ori has such a huge, you know, lightweight resume, especially over in Japan, just with multiple accolades, being the Shudo champion and the profile as the Pride champion. And I was kind of curious, just because with, you know, Roberto De Souza being the new lightweight king in Japan, as it were, I'm kind of wondering if Gomi has had a chance to, you know, see Roberto compete, and I guess what his thoughts on his skill set is and how he's representing the lightweights, I suppose.
あの、ゴミ選手はもう日本のライト級で、まあそれこそ、まあシュート、プライドっていうもので、もう日本のライト級の代表選手であったわけなんですが、今のライジンのそのチャンピオンのソウザ選手の試合は、ご覧になりましたか？そして、彼についてどのような印象を持ちますか？
まあ、彼は、まあ、めちゃくちゃ強い。めちゃくちゃ強い。なんて言うんだろう。会場がね、パッと明るくなるような、それで驚くほど強いっていうね。同年代、同じ時代のファイターだったら、 ね、ライバルになったんじゃないかとも思うし、まあ最後にチャレンジというかね、やってみたいという思いはいつも心には持ってトレーニングはしてますけど、トレーナーは首が取れちゃうからやめろって言ってますね。Yeah,
so he's a super tough guy. He's got a great personality. He's got that personality where he lights up the room. He makes everybody cheerful, happy. You know, he's got something very special. And he's very good. So I always think that if we were competing during the same time, during the same era, I do believe that he would be a great rival of mine back in my, you know, my heydays. I always train with the possibility of me facing Souza. But you know, my trainer says that, you know, he'll take your head off, so don't do it.
Well, that's kind of interesting. It sort of segues into my next question, because I'm noticing it's been at least a little bit since the last MMA bout, like Ryzen 11, July 2018. Is the goal to still get back to competing in MMA, or more so like the boxing and custom rules bouts is the focus now?
をしたのが 2018年 の 7月 だと思うんですけれども、この先ゴミ選手の方向性としては、 MMA に復帰するのか、もしくはこのままカスタムバウトだったりボクシングを中心にやっていくのか、どういうお考えでしょうか。そうですね。
MMA に関してはジムにファイターが来てるので、自分の経験ですとかトレーニングを伝えて、ライジンでも いいファイトをしてくれればなっていう思いはありまして、自分にとってはちょっとそのボクシングルールとかカスタムファイトの方が今現在は調整がしやすいと思ってます。So
as far as MMA goes, you know, I have a lot of MMA fighters coming to train with me in my gym, and the plan is to pass down my experience and knowledge to the new generation, so they and hope they put on a good showing in Ryzen. But for me, I think it would be easier for me to get fights and get back into fighting with boxing rules or these custom bout rules.
Yeah, and that's interesting. It seems like there's the joy in being able to mentor some of the younger fighters there, and like with this tension fight, I think a lot of people were looking at it as like a cross-generational, like, you know, Pride and Ryzen colliding sort of thing. Like, what are his feelings overall on, I guess, being that sort of generational talent and just mentoring the young talent, but also testing skills with some of the, you know, new age talent as well?
五味選手はこれから自分の経験だったり技術を次の世代 MMA ファイターに伝えていくというふうにこうおっしゃったんですけれども、まあ、そこにおそらく喜びを感じていると思うんですが、今回の試合天心選手との試合もやっぱりそのジェネレーションのこの技術とか経験をこう伝えていくっていう一面もあって、そういうふうに見られた試合なんじゃないかと思ったんですけれども、五味選手自身こうやってこう次の世代に自分の知識だったり、経験とかいうものを伝えていくことに関してこうどういうふうにこう向き合っていますか、捉えています
か。そうですね、もちろん普段は今現在のトップクラスのファイターと一緒にトレーニングはしてるんですけど、まあああいった大観衆の中で、まあこのカスタムファイトという形でもぜひ拳を交えたいと言ってくれる若い選手のことは本当まあありがたいといえばありがたいですし、うん、自分としてもこの年齢までリングに立てるのは幸せだと思ってます。
You know, so I do train with top Japanese fighters every day at the gym. But I just feel very grateful and fortunate for those young fighters who actually say that they would want to trade fists or trade exchange strikes with me in front of such a big crowd. And I'm grateful for those young kids who say they want to fight me. And I feel very blessed that I'm able to continue to fight up until this age.
And I guess since we're on the topic, I'm kind of curious, like when Takanori was a younger fighter, who were some of the mixed martial artists that he really, you know, looked up to that inspired him to kind of get into the sport there?
逆にこう、ゴミ選手が若かった頃、ゴミ選手がこう影響を受けたりとか、こう尊敬した年配のファイターとかって、誰かいましたか？先輩ファイターで。
そうですね。やっぱ佐藤ルミナ選手、桜井マッハ選手、ボクシングで言えば辰吉選手でしたり、畠山選手でしたり、あと MMA だとどうなんだろう、まあそういったところですかね。シュートのファイターだ、まあ、佐藤ルミナ選手には、まあ、一番影響を受けたような気がしますね。
Yeah, for me, it's mostly Shuto fighters, but it would be Rumina Sato, Mark Sakurai, Hayato Sakurai. You know, Rumina-san definitely inspired me to be who I am. In terms of boxing, Tatsuyoshi and Hatakeyama, those two were my inspirational fighters back when I was young.
I mean, that's curious that Rumina Sato was mentioned. I mean, not in the sense of the resume. I mean, definitely a legend, but I mean, the individual that he captured the Shudo lightweight championship from and everything like that. Like, what are the feelings of, I guess, getting to test skills with someone that you look up to with such high regard and then to emerge victorious and capture such a valuable championship? Like, can Takanori kind of, you know, take me back to that night and some of the feelings associated with that?
ゴミ選手がその、ルミナ選手からすごい影響を受けて尊敬していたと、いうことなんですが、まあ、実際そういう選手と戦ってみて、でそうタイトルを争ったりする、そういう経験って実際どういう感覚なんですか？
そういう感覚、もちろん自分が挑戦する以上は絶対勝たなきゃいけないと思って、すごい緊張感の中でやった思い出はありますね。もちろんルミナ選手はすごい人気ありましたし、アウェーでしたし、そうですね、海外の試合会場並みにアウェーでしたね、当時は。
Yeah, it's a very awkward way to describe this. But, you know, for me back then, as long as I was the challenger and if I was, and as long as I was challenging an opponent, I was going in there to win and I was determined to win. But I remember the atmosphere being very intense, and I was extremely nervous because although it was in Japan, Rumina-san was the star at the time, and he was the definite favorite, and I felt like I was fighting overseas because it was such a hostile environment. And that's what I remember from that fight.
Yeah, just such a legendary moment for sure. A career, you know, littered with them. I mean, the resume really reads like a who's who, but I was kind of curious if there's anybody Takanori has faced throughout his career that maybe goes underrated in a certain sense, like maybe a certain opponent he tested skills with where maybe people don't talk about it as much, or it's like, oh, hey, this guy was really good, one of the better opponents I've tested skills with, but maybe not necessarily a name everybody knows right away.
まあ、ゴミ選手はキャリアの中でさまざまな強敵と世界中の強敵とやってきたと思うんですけれども、まあ、当然あの有名どころの選手だったり、まあ、当然みんなが知っている選手たちは当然強い相手だったと思うんですが、ゴミ選手が対戦した中でこうあんまり知られてないけどこいつ実はむっちゃくちゃ強かったよっていうような相手っていますか？
難しい。いやもう USC の若手選手、そういった選手はもうどの選手も強かったですね。うん、まあかつて自分が佐藤ルミナ選手に桜井真選手に挑んだように挑んでこられたので、うん、昔の自分と向き合うような気分になってしまったので、なかなか攻略することはできなかったですね。
Yeah, that's a very difficult question, but I would say that all the younger fighters when I fought in UFC.The ones who defeated me, they were all really tough. I felt like I was fighting myself back in when I was challenging Rumina-san, Sakurai-san, because they were the ones who were motivated and challenging me. So they were all very tough.
And one of the canceled bouts I was seeing on Takanori's Tapology was one with Andy Sauer at Ryzen 11, whereby Andy, you know, had signed with one championship. But I'm kind of curious if there's been any fights throughout Takanori's career whereby there's been some level of discussion around a certain opponent, but it just never, I guess, came to fruition. And maybe Takanori's like, it would have been good to get out there and test skills with them, would have been an intriguing test. Like, are there any fights like that that were loosely discussed that had intrigue but ultimately never transpired?
あの、ゴミ選手の最近で言うとこう、試合が組まれていたけれども実現しなかった試合、最近で言うとあのライジンのアンディ・サワー選手でやっていながらまあできなかった試合、その他にゴミ選手はこうオファーあったけど実現しなくて、まあ、ゴミ選手としてはやりたかったなっていう、そういうのってあったりしますか？
いや、そういうのはないんじゃないですかね。それより、とにかく突然のオファーの方が多いんじゃないですか。ないですね。
You know, I don't really recall any fights like that or any incidents like that. I usually get short notice fights and I just take them. So I think a fight falling through is very rare for me.
Yeah, that gamesmanship, one of many reasons why people love and respect Takanori so much, for sure, but been really great with his time, and I want to be mindful of that. So is there anything he might want to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up?
Gomi 選手、本当にそういう試合を受けて、お客さんとファンからこう本当に好かれるようなファイターだと思うんですけど、本当にもう時間も来てしまったので、あの最後に Gomi 選手が何かこう海外の視聴者とかリスナー読者の人たちに伝えたいメッセージがあればご自由に何か言ってください。
そうですね。この間の試合でレジェンドは復活したんで、海外でのねビッグマッチ、ボクシングマッチのオファー待ってます。
So I know that a lot of legendary boxers and fighters are making their return in the U.S. So I'm waiting for that offer.Please put the word out.
Yeah, I would love to see Takanori out there, and hopefully those promoters get calling real soon, and that tension fight definitely entertaining there at Ryzen 33. So, yeah, hopefully that's the case there. Would love to see it. But again, thanks for the time, Takanori, and just enjoy the rest of your night too. Thanks so much.
もうこのメッセージを伝えるためにあの頑張りますんで。
はい、よろしくお願いします。はい、よろ
しくお願いします。ありがとうございました。
はい、ありがとうございます。で、はい、山本さん、これまあ、柏木さんつながってる？
はい、つながってます。もう、なんかありますか？
もう切れた？
向こうまだ切ってないですよね。
そう、向こうが切っちゃうとこれも切れちゃうんですよ。
ああ、そうですか。じゃあ OK です、OK、一回切りましょう。はい、
はい、ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございました。
はい、ありがとうございます。ありがとうございます。